Well, as we heard on AM, Scott Morrison has announced today a plan to have the tax rate for small businesses drop to 25% at a rate twice as fast as originally planned. This leaves Labor in a quandary about whether to back this or go to the polls with a policy to lift company taxes on small and medium-sized businesses. Phil Khoury is our regular political commentator. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Fran.
Has the coalition snookered Labor on this?
Not quite. I mean, this has been coming, of course. This has been reported over the last few months that they were going to do this, and it was first conceived under Turnbull, so it's not like Labor will wake up this morning and go, uh-oh. So they're prepared. They'll have some sort of time to make a decision. It's quite a clever strategic move by the government. What it does, it brings forward those small business tax cuts. So that, rather than drop to 25% in 2026, it's going to do that in 21-22. So it makes it more immediate. So when we go to the election, it's going to be an issue relevant to the next term. You know, vote Labor, have a higher tax rate on small business. Vote Liberal, get a lower tax rate on small business. It makes it a sort of a polarising challenge, if you like. So Labor will have to make a decision. Their inclination thus far has been not to support this, but the government will be funding the cost of this. It's about $3 billion, which will be offset by about $1.3 billion for not proceeding with the big business tax cuts. But it will be funded from extra revenue driven by economic growth. So that extra revenue will also be at Labor's disposal. So they could, they may decide, look, you can have this. It's not going to affect our plans because what we're spending on is funded by all these tax increases. So it's a decision they'll have to make. But it does sort of give the government something to fight on. And you remember when Bill Shorten got in serious trouble a few months ago when he unilaterally announced they were going to, pare back tax cuts for small business, and you saw how much trouble that caused. So it gives the coalition something to go to battle with.
Talking of trouble, the government's under a bit of pressure over the Ruddock review of religious freedoms. Now, it's not released, but it's being leaked, and Philip Ruddock came out last night on RN Drive to speak about it. The government's keeping it under wraps for a while. A lot of people saying it's presuming it's until after the Wentworth by-election. But what kind of threat is this to Scott Morrison, either in the polls, but also within his own party room?
Well, I just think it's a debate they don't really need to have at the moment. As Michelle Grattan wrote this morning, it's a sop looking for a problem. And, if you actually read the Ruddock report, it actually, it's a
little
bit...
Have you seen it?
Well, only the bits that have leaked,
but on
this contentious element, it's sort of ambiguous. But I think you can safely say it's arguing for a sort of tightening, if you like, or greater codification of the application of these laws where they apply, which means, it's not proposing an extension as such, but it could be read either way. And the trouble is, it's just, why are we talking about this? Sort of more general problems out there that the government needs to be focused on. And it was only ever designed to get this off the agenda and get same-sex marriage through the parliament last year by Christmas. And it's just a big, big mess. And I thought the government was pretty slow yesterday in trying to corral this and get it under control.
And why are we talking about this? Why aren't we talking about energy policy? Phil, you're writing about that today. It looks like business has decided to take matters in their own hands.
Yeah, look, this is a fairly big story, I reckon, Fran. And Ken Henry flagged this about 18 months ago. So lamentable was the state of politics and the inability to get anything done that he wouldn't be surprised if business did its own sort of thing on these intractable problems. And there's been a meeting on Tuesday of more than, of the Business Council of Australia's Climate and Energy Committee. Now, you're talking mining companies, oil and gas companies, major manufacturers, steel companies and so forth. And they're basically talking amongst themselves now about setting up their own emissions reduction strategy. Now, it won't be a trading scheme, I've been informed, but it will be something to do to reduce emissions, to restore investor stability, in the sector, to give themselves their own set of guidelines, because, federal politics has been utterly hopeless at doing it. And, you've got these big friends of the Liberal Party, if you like, the captains of industry and stuff, talking about we need to reduce emissions, when you've got a federal government saying, we don't.
No, we don't. So, we're going to do that in a canter. Phil Khoury, thank you very much.
Good on you, friend.
Phil Khoury, political editor at the Australian Financial Review. It's 7 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.